Hi, Rebels. This Financial Literacy Month, Rebel Girls teamed up with Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families, to bring you everything you need to be smart with your money and build healthy habits that last a lifetime. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to make smart choices with every penny, whether you're saving for something special or learning to invest. Greenlight gives kids the power to be independent, and grown-ups can trust that their kids have money wherever they are. Sign up at greenlight.com/rebelgirls to get your first month at no cost and start building money confidence for life. Hi, Rebels. We have something really special to share with you. For the next 6 weeks, we'll be airing 16 episodes from our Growing Up Powerful series. These are stories about dealing with big feelings, growing up, and connecting to the world around you. And just so you know, some of these themes may be mature for our younger rebels. We encourage listening with your grown-up. We hope you enjoy. And now, episode 11 of Growing Up Powerful, March Moveness.
Welcome to Growing Up Powerful with Rebel Girls. I'm Asha, and I'm looking for... Justine!
Yeah.
Where have you been? I've been looking all over for you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot to tell you. It's March Moveness.
March whatness?
It's this thing we do with our neighbors every year on the 1st of March. I don't even know how it started, but this whole group gets together and does a dance-a-thon. I've been dancing for the past 2 hours.
2 hours?
Yeah. Only 10 more to go.
Oh, really?
It's fun. Some people get sponsors and donate to women-owned businesses. It's all to celebrate Women's History Month.
Oh, wow. That's so cool.
Yeah. It's this really fun community event. Oh, my goodness. I love this song. Come on, start dancing.
Well, I want to join you, but we also said we'd do a Rebel Roundtable with people from different communities all over the world.
What? I can't hear you over the drums.
Listen, Rebels, while Justine's getting her groove on, let's check in with some of our Rebel correspondents who celebrate their communities in different ways, shall we? First, we're talking to Monsi from Aguas Calientes in Mexico. Hi, Monsi. What are your favorite traditions or cultures in your community?
So here in Aguascalientes, we have a very special celebration called the Day of the Dead. We celebrate it on the 1st and the 2nd of November every year. It's a day to celebrate our loved ones who have passed. So we print out pictures of those loved ones who we've lost, we put out things or objects that reminds us of them, and we place them in an altar, which looks like a stairway with 7 steps. And when you get to the last step all the way to the top, you have a picture of your loved one that has passed away. We're celebrating this person, and we get together and eat the food that they like the most. We might bring even photos and videos just to talk about them and feel happy that they were part of our lives.
Oh, I love that.
And we have special candles and flowers that are a very bright yellow. You take off all of the petals and you make a walkway going to these steps. So it's kind of like this invitation to your loved one who have passed away, to follow that road to find their altar and be remembered as they walk through those steps, and then they see their picture.
That is beautiful. Thank you so much, Monsi.
Of course. Adios.
Hi, Gabriella.
Hi.
You have a great tradition in your community, don't you?
Well, yes. It takes a lot of work, but it is fun. So, I was born in Piopo, Italy, but we moved to New York City when I was 4. So now we live in Queens near my aunts and uncles and cousins. And every year we do this thing called making the sauce. So, when the tomatoes are ripe, my father buys a ton of them. Then we boil them for days, and the whole place smells like tomatoes.
Yeesh.
Yeah, the hardest part is peeling them all. Then we put them in this giant masher and mash them up so all the seeds get separated out. Then we have to boil them some more and sterilize the jars. The whole thing takes about a week. But then my cousins and I laugh a lot, and when we're all done, We have enough jars of sauce to last for the whole year.
Whoa, that sounds really fun.
Exactly.
Thank you so much.
Sure.
Listen, we've all had our embarrassing BO moments, am I right? I once made my friend's Pearl Jam t-shirt stink so badly that she blamed me for the band breaking up. But fear not. Lumi Whole Body Deodorant is making sure that none of us have to worry about BO ever again. Unlike many other deodorants, Lumi is powered by mandelic acid to control odor in a whole new way. Lumi delivers 72-hour odor control everywhere from your pits to your feet, and yeah, that includes your privates. In fact, it was patients' concerns about private part odor that originally inspired the OBGYN who invented Lumi. As a special offer, new customers get $5 off Lumi's starter pack with code REBELGIRLS at LumiDeodorant.com. I kid you not, the Lavender Sage Cream Tube is definitely on my list of things I must have if I'm stranded on a deserted island. Smell for yourself. Lumi Starter Pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice, and free shipping. As a special offer for listeners, new customers get $5 off a Lumi Starter Pack with code REBELGIRLS at LumiDeodorant.com. That equates to over 40% off your starter pack when you visit LumiDeodorant.com and use code REBELGIRLS. So lift those pits and stay rebel.
Hey Rebels, do you know who offers some of the greatest music halls, performances, and online musical education resources for kids and families? Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 to 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes. Check out Animal or Instrument, a quiz that asks you to listen to sounds and then guess how they were made. Or dive into the Musical Explorers Around the World map, where you can experience musical traditions such as Vietnamese folk, Colombian cumbia, bluegrass, and jazz from the U.S., and so much more. Carnegie Hall Kids will ignite your imagination and put a rhythm in your every move. Start the musical journey early and go to kids.carnegiehall.org to check out fun, child-friendly games and quizzes.
Hi, Jenny.
Hello.
Can you tell us where you're from and your favorite community tradition?
Sure. So, I'm from Maplewood, New Jersey, and I love Pride Fest. In my town, we have this huge festival to celebrate Pride and LGBTQIA+ rights. And it's just so much fun. I mean, really, the whole month of June, there are special events. And then the festival itself is full of music and bouncy houses. There's drag queen story hour, and everyone dresses up or has a picnic outside. Last year, I dressed up like a mermaid, and we stayed in the park until almost midnight.
Oh my goodness, can I come next year?
Please.
Okay, thank you so much. Ritu, hi, is that you?
Yes, hello.
You're going to tell us about another awesome festival, right?
Yes, I live in Chennai, South India. And one of my favorite festivals is Holi, the festival of color. We throw colored powder or water balloons on people.
Oh, really?
It's very fun. The Holi festival is all about celebrating community. You can throw colorful things on unsuspecting neighbors, friends, family. I especially love to color people who forget that it's Holi and are wearing nice clothes that day. But it's all for fun. It's like everyone gets to be friends on Holi.
That sounds awesome. Thank you, Ritu.
Thank you.
Hi, Paula.
Hi.
You live near the water, is that right?
Oh, yes. I live in Barra de Lagoa in Brazil.
And my favorite tradition is on New Year's Eve. We wait until midnight, and then we jump in the ocean 7 times.
7?
It's supposed to bring good luck. And you get to make wishes for the rest of the year. I love it because it's like you're washing away all the things from the past and starting fresh in the new year.
Oh my goodness, that's the coolest! I totally want to jump in the ocean 7 times. Thank you so much. How's it going, Justine? Still dancing?
Oh yeah.
Wow, that's very impressive.
You gonna join me?
Sure. And I'm also going to build an altar of stairs, boil tomatoes for a week, dress up like a mermaid, and throw water balloons while jumping in the ocean for good luck.
Huh?
I have so much to tell you. And the best part is, each community does it together. We can make up our own traditions.
Totally. Should we start a tradition where we nap every Sunday?
Sure. Or maybe get a group together to go roller skating the first day of summer vacation?
I like where this is going. The Righteous Roller Derby.
The Rebel Roller Derby.
Okay, I see what you did. 5 more hours to go.
Let's dance.
This podcast is a production of Rebel Girls. This episode was narrated by me, Imani Parks as Justine, and Margaret Yin Drake as Asha. Special thanks to our Rebel contributors. It was produced and directed by Joy Smith with Deborah Goldstein and Haley Dapkus. Sound design and mixing by Mumble Media. It was written by and edited by Abby Scher. Fact checking by Joe Radigan and sensitivity read by Skylar Swenson. Our executive producers are Jess Wolf and Joy Smith. Original theme music was composed and performed by Electra Barjaki. A special thanks to the whole Rebel Girls team who make this podcast possible. Until next time, stay Rebel! If you like what you heard here and want to learn more, check out the newest book from Rebel Girls, Growing Up Powerful, a guide to keeping confident when your body is changing, your mind is racing, and the world is complicated. With stories from rebels all over the world and guidance from some brilliant experts, this book is our newest BFF. Order your copy of Growing Up Powerful today on Amazon or anywhere you purchase books.
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
We put on our detective caps and looked high and low, searching for clues to lead us to the best new mystery podcast for kids. Little did we know that we would have to search upside down. That's right. We discovered the upside down story with a brand new mystery story for kid detectives each and every week. With most stories, the storyteller introduces themselves at the beginning of the tale. But at the upside down story, you don't know who is telling you the story until the very end. Unless you guess their identity sooner, that is. Do you think you have the detective skills to crack these cases wide open? Yes? Then tag along with us for the fun and put your sleuthing skills to the test by listening to The Upside Down Story on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.